Hello, hello, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Pod. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the slate for you, talk about some of the games today. So just before we get started, had a pretty awesome weekend, had a really couple nice hits, actually. So yeah, excited about that. Thanks for people who gave me some congratulations on Twitter and whatnot, and you know, saw some people do pretty well in the NFL, too. They sent me their screenshots, and I was excited for them, too. Had good weekends. Did not actually get on the Antonio Brown train, for those of you guys who did. Yeah, I was wrong about that one, but yeah, they had a pretty good weekend, so I was excited to see some people have some pretty good scores, too. So yeah, excited. NFL was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it this weekend. But back to NBA, right? And we have a really good four-game slate. Surprisingly, a really good four-game slate. Typically, Martin Luther King Day, a lot of people like it, and it's great. There's basketball on all day. But I'm kind of a little indifferent because I feel like the slates are not that great. But the early slate, yeah, was not a fun one. Just kind of finished that. Lock just happened. And it was not the best scramble, but I kind of liked where I landed. So not too bad with where I'm at, I think, so far. But let's talk about these late games. I think they're fun. I think there's a lot of different studs to pay for. I think you can play cash games on this, help be a little bit different. And then tournaments too, right? They're going to be great as well. So excited for this one. So let's dive right in. Okay, so this slate, 8 o'clock start, so don't forget that, guys. And then the last game will be at 10:30, and we got two games starting at 8. So first one is the Sacramento Kings and the Oklahoma City Thunder. You guys know, I don't know if you listen to me or any of my content, I hate the Kings. Not a huge fan of playing them in general. I think they're the biggest pain in the world. So, man, it's tough. I really don't roster Kings a ton, and I doubt I'll really roster them here unless there's some type of injury, you know, that I don't know of, that, you know, an injury that pops up. You know, that's how the Kings are. And 8 o'clock, we should know what's going to happen. If we pulling up some of the injury news now to see if there's anything that I missed, but don't think there is. I believe Frank Mason is still the only guy out, and yes, that is correct. He's still the only guy out. So, again, I just hate rostering Kings, man. And this Thunder team is actually a pretty good defensive team. So I really don't think this is a good spot to take any Thunder guys. I think it's a good just stay away spot and kind of call it a day. That's kind of the approach I'm going to take here with the Kings. So not going to be a team I really get a lot of exposure to on this slate. On the opposite side, though, I think there's good reason to get exposure to some Thunder. 110 team total for the Thunder over here, and I know the Kings is not the greatest game environment, but the thing that's nice about the Thunder is Russell Westbrook. If you have the money, sure, pay for him. I think it makes a lot of sense. I don't think I'm going to, and it's like one of those things where I really want to, but there's a lot of studs to play for in great spots. There's Steph Curry against Cleveland. There's Chris Paul in a little revenge game. I think this is the first time we're getting it, and it's in LA, so that's always good. It just doesn't seem like Russell Westbrook's going to fit the bill. I have LeBron James who I want to play against Golden State, who will get to the next game. I mean, there's just a lot of stars to pay out for, so I really don't see it kind of happening on this slate for me. So, yeah, that's kind of the approach I'm taking right now. But again, I kind of said this like a couple weeks ago. What we should basically do is we should, build a cash team and then build a cash team with Russell Westbrook and compare. So I will probably do that on this slate. I don't think I'm going to be playing, like, you know, Paul George or anyone like that. Just don't think that they fit my builds. And honestly, I just think it's, like, Russell Westbrook or bust for me from this entire game, which you might say is crazy on this type of slate. But there's some good plays in these other games, and I think that's the fine approach to take with this one. All right, let's talk about the next game. We got the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. So this game is in Cleveland, 234 team total, 8 o'clock start. We already got word all the Warriors will be available, but obviously for good reason, we should like the Warriors. I think Klay Thompson's in a great spot. Again, he's not the most fun roster, but he has a ton of upside when he's hitting his shot, and shooting guards against Cavs have been fun to target. So I think this is a good spot for Klay. Probably not my top play on that team, but he's a good play for sure. I like Stephen Curry a lot here. I think this is a really good spot for him. He's a point guard I'm definitely looking to spend on, I think, on this slate. I'm preferring to play for LeBron over for Durant, so I don't think Durant's going to end up making it. If that little bit of money helps get you an upgrade somewhere else, I don't hate it, right? I think it makes sense. But, if you told me I had to pick a guy on each side, it's going to be LeBron, and then, run it back with Steph Curry. That's kind of what I would do. Sounds like it's probably the chalkier option, but that's kind of the approach I'm taking so far. But, yeah. I think, obviously Steph Curry is a great play on this slate, and he's probably one of my favorite Warriors. I also like Draymond Green, right? So one thing that's nice is, like, say you want to pay for a Chris Paul, which is perfectly fine, right? You might want to pay Chris Paul, get you good exposure to that game, and you don't want to pay for Curry, but you're like, I'm missing out on, you're basically saying I'm missing out right now on Chris Paul, or sorry, on Steph Curry. Basically what you would say is, you know, play Draymond Green instead for cheaper. He has a huge, massive ceiling. Helps roster a power forward position, which is not normally the most fun to roster, but today there's some good ones. And it helps get you exposure to the, you know, Warriors. So, and you can still get Chris Paul and then fit in LeBron. So I think that's a fine approach to take too. Those are my two favorite guys. Curry and Draymond Green are my two favorite Warriors that I would take on the Warriors side of the ball. Now let's talk about the Cavs. Let's talk about the Cavs now. The Cavs. So what are we doing with them? You know, LeBron James, he's the guy I want. I mean, they've been playing really bad lately, right? But they're only 5-point dogs at home, and obviously for good reason, because there's gonna be a lot of bets on this game, and you kind of have to basically do that, in my opinion. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna be pretty heavy, I think, on LeBron here, unless I like just can't jam him in and it's not going to fit. But I really want to fit him in today, and I'm hoping I'm able to fit him in. Just kind of depends on the small fat forward value that we have. And we have some okay value, so it's you know, it's definitely a conversation to have today. But I like LeBron a lot. Definitely a stud that I want to get into my lineups today. So definitely a guy you want to play. Kevin Love. So he had, 18 rebounds last time in this game. Again, I could see him getting, 15. It feels like a good spot for him to go, 24 and 15. I like Kevin Love a lot here. Cheap price tag, too, because he was struggling and whatnot for a little bit. So I think Kevin Love is a great play at center today. It has a, you know, again, we don't love his floor, but I like playing when he has a cheaper price tag. So, you know, I kind of don't mind the price on him right now. Let's see what he, on fantasy draft. He is 13.9K, so that's a nice price tag on him. I'm a fan of it, so yeah, I'm definitely just not. I'm definitely putting him in my people to consider. I'm not going to consider J.R. Smith. I mean, Isaiah Thomas maybe is interesting. I just need news on what his minutes are going to be, so that's stuff to look up to. Going up to Lock and then judge based on his price tag. So that's kind of something that we're going to have to do. But yeah, Cavs side of the ball, it's like LeBron and Kevin Love are the two main that I'm focusing on. One guy that I think could fit this game environment well, and like I said, I believe Dwayne Wade will play this game, but if he doesn't play, I'd be really interested in Jeff Green. But I think one of those bench guys is an interesting tournament play, like a Jeff Green or a Dwayne Wade, so be on the lookout for those two. I think those are guys that you have to put into consideration coming off the bench, and again, even Isaiah Thomas is someone too that we will have to kind of see. I wish we just got some more news on the minutes. I've been asked by people, hey, what do you think Isaiah's minutes? Is he on a restriction? Blah, blah, blah. You know, asking me about that. And I have not heard much about it. So unless I'm looking in the wrong spots or something, I still have not seen much on it. So just once I get it, I'll tweet it out. If you want, give me a follow on Twitter. It's at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. And I always tweet out some news and stuff like that. And if you have any questions on the slate, always happy to answer them to you. News changes all the time. So if you can get it to me and it's not too close to lock, I'll do my best to answer it for you. But again, this Cavs-Warriors game is one you're going to want to get exposure to with a 234.5 team total. Keep that in mind. Very high total. And I know the Cavs have not looked good recently, but I really think the Cavs keep this competitive enough here. I think Cleveland's going to do their best to kind of get up for this game, and hopefully they do, because I want to watch a fun game tonight, and I'm hoping it's a good one. All right, let's move on to the next game. We have the Indiana Pacers and the Utah Jazz, 207 team total. Not the greatest game. It's a low total, just like the Thunder one. And, the next game is a 228.5 team total. So, yeah, that obviously you'd rather play that game. But this game is not a bad one to target, because it's the Pacers and the Jazz, two teams that I think this game actually goes over on the total. And it's going to be kind of small ball-esque. I'm assuming Miles Turner will not be playing this game. I know he missed the two games, and I haven't seen a ton of word if he is or isn't going to play. I think he's not going to play, though. Yeah, he got ruled out. So, yeah, we should be good on that. But, yeah, what do we do then, basically? What's that mean? I think this is a great spot for Derek Favors. Incredible. He's going to be someone that I want to get into my lineups. Just a guy like Sabonis and Thad Young, that's, the perfect spot for Favors to really do well. They don't have, a big guy in there, a Whiteside or, a Drummond or an Embiid to really bully him, right? This is just, a perfect size matchup for him, and he'll be getting a pile of minutes. I mean, I love Derek Favors. Great exposure, and Indiana's been horrible against centers all year. Love him in this spot. I do think it's a really good spot for Oladipo, too. If you have the money, I think it's a really good way to be contrarian, because everyone's paying up for these Chris Paul, Steph Curry's, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. Everyone wants to pay for these guys, right? No one's going to be like, yeah, let me go pay for Oladipo. So on a four-game slate, you could get some lower ownership on him. And, yeah, I think he's someone that you can definitely consider here in the spot. Darren Collison, again, he's not a guy I ever really roster, but if you want to go for it and you think he's cheap enough at guard, sure, I won't talk you out of it, but I don't like rostering him a ton, and I don't think this is a great spot for him. I do think it's a good spot for Ricky Rubio. The problem with Ricky Rubio is he's very inconsistent. I think he could have a ceiling game here, but I don't know. I just don't think I'm putting I don't think I'm putting a ton of my money behind him today, but I think he's an interesting tournament option. If you need it for cheap as a flyer, I get it. I wouldn't he's not my favorite play again, but I think he's in the conversation. So it's so hard to roster him in cash games because he can be very frustrating. So that's kind of my approach with him. Donovan Mitchell, he's a guy when he's making his shots, and they go in, it's fine. But I don't know, Mitchell. I don't think I'm going to play him. I think I'd rather play Klay Thompson for a little bit less. I think I'd rather take that route instead. But Joe Ingles, I actually like him. I think he's going to get a pile of minutes here and going to have to play a ton. So I think Joe Ingles is a nice value. So for me, like the way I'm really like, kind of ranking the Pacers or the Jazz, I'll say Favors is my number one. I got Joe Ingles as my number two, and then Ricky Rubio is my number three. But again, a little bit of risk with him and whatnot. I don't expect any of these bench guys really being consideration, like the Epke Udos. Maybe a Thabo Sefolosha or Joe Johnson. I could see maybe being interesting because game goes small and they might get a little bit more run. So I wouldn't hate that if you needed a cheap small forward pump. But again, probably something that's not going to fit my roster construction. So not a route I will take. All right, let's talk about the next game, and it's the last game of the night, and it's it's a good one. 228.5 team total. Rockets are 4-point favorites on the road. I expect this game to stay close for sure. It might even be the better game to target than the Warriors Cavs if you're a little worried that the game's gonna blow out. And say you're just having trouble fitting in all these studs, maybe just get like a piece, like one side of each, and then maybe mix and match some of these Clippers and Rockets. It's not a bad approach to take too. I think you can easily do that because there is some value on that team. So definitely something you can do. But there are some injury news on this Rockets team. We got, what's his name, is back, like Richard Mbamute. So that's going to muddy some things up at the, at like the forward positions for these teams. Again, I think it said available to play, so I don't know if he's officially back. I believe I read available, so you never know with the NBA. Stay close on that, but it's something to note that he is, possibly returning today, so that's important. Tarek Black, too, heard similar with him, so expecting him to play. So it's not going to be as easy to just plug in Ryan Anderson and Clint Capella. I do think Clint Capella is going to get a pile of minutes, and I think he's a pretty safe option, like Clint Capella, where you can get him cheap. Trevor Ariza, he'll probably get a pile of minutes, and for obvious reasons. But again, look, Richard Mbamute might eat up into that a little bit, so that could be a little concerning at his current price. I like Eric Gordon. I think this is a great spot for him. A little revenge game for him, too. But he's just been doing really well recently. I like him. Eric Gordon's a good play where he's cheap. If he's a little too priced up, I get it. And I think Chris Paul, I think he's very priced up too. People are not like talking about how he, he's really, really expensive, and he has not been doing the greatest, right? Let me read you his fantasy game. So like 49.6, 68.9, 50.1, 44.9, 44.9, 30.9. It's pretty frustrating, but I do think this is a spot where I'm going to play him against a Clippers team that doesn't really have any guards that can cover him. He's in a good spot. I do think that the problem with him is like there are other point guards to play, right? There is a Russell Westbrook. There is a Steph Curry. I think they're both really good plays. I think you could play two of the three, start your build with that. That's definitely possibly a way to take. But again, I like Chris Paul, and he seems like a guy like the other day when I was building my cash games, and I didn't even play him on Friday and it ended up benefiting me. My biggest thing that I kept walking through was, why am I playing Chris Paul here? He's overpriced for what he's going to do. And I felt like it wasn't just very hard for him to hit his ceiling at that price. And, he got 50 and it was fine. And I think that's safe for cash games. But I do worry about the upside in tournaments. And again, it's a small slate, so you want to jam in studs. This slate's a little different than the other one. That was a bigger slate. But I do think at that price tag, you have to understand, like, look what he's done without Harden on the court. Just look at the game logs. People hate saying that, but I do like to, like, look at the game logs and see what I'm getting, It's not like I'm getting any more than that. That's what's happening. So, obviously look at some other numbers and whatnot. But again, I do think Chris Paul is a good play. I think it's a good spot for him, but I do worry about his, his ceiling here. I think there's at that price, I think it can be an issue. So yeah, just worried about him paying it off as much. But he's a good play. Obviously, a lot of these Rockets are going to be in play and interesting, and this should be a close game, so that's always good to see. Let's talk about the, and obviously, just to kind of touch on it, Chris Paul, if you can fit him in your cash games, get him in there. But it's more of something in tournaments I was kind of walking through and talking about. Let's talk about what we're going to do with the Clippers side of the ball. Austin Rivers still out. Milos should play this game. I'm sure it's going to be a good spot for Lou Williams, a little revenge for him. And, that guy, when he gets going, it's going to be fantastic. So I have to like Lou Williams in this spot. He's a little priced up, though. That's the one worry. So, if you have the money for Lou Williams, it's fine. But it's not someone I'm jamming in like he was, for the past couple weeks and whatnot. Blake Griffin, I like him a lot here. I think he could have a pretty big game. Someone that I want to pay for, I think, if I have the money. I don't think other people want to pay for him. That's the other thing. Like, with all these studs, they're not going to want to pay for him. With DeAndre Jordan dealing with a little bit of an injury and he's questionable, I mean, Blake Griffin could have a massive game here, right? You could include him in your stack. I think he's someone that, a way to be contrarian, right? You could play like an Oladipo and a Blake Griffin, and no one's going to do that. I think that's a really interesting, really, really interesting approach to take on this slate. Blake Griffin, obviously someone that's in play. Looking at some cheaper guys, you know, we want to play a ton of studs on this slate. So if we want to play a ton of studs, who are we going to jam in as the value, right? I think Tyrone Wallace is a fantastic value play. Guy I'm going to be putting in most of my lineups. He's really cheap. I think he's like just a nice, cheap source of value. So I'm pretty in on him. I think it's a good spot for Tyrone Wallace to, you know, have a good game. If we do have DeAndre Jordan sit, Montrezl Harrell becomes interesting too. If Jordan plays, we obviously don't want to play Montrezl Harrell, but Montrezl Harrell will be someone to consider for sure. I'd want to put him in my lineups possibly as a value play. So I definitely would consider him. Wesley Johnson, I don't really like playing. I get it. It's just a question, will he hit his corner threes? I'm not going to play him, but if he needed a cheap small forward, I guess you could do it. But I think there's better cheap small forwards to play. Especially, I didn't talk about Gerald Green in the game. I think Gerald Green's a good play. We like to attack the Clippers with wings, right? And some of those Houston players are not the best guys to use at the wing for point production. But Gerald Green is a guy who could. So if I had to pick any of these wings, right, between the Arizas, the Tuckers, the Mbamutes, give me Gerald Green. That's the guy I would go with. Sorry, I forgot about him, but. And that'll about wrap up the slate for you guys. I think this is a really, really good slate. I think the best way to sum it up is to, just load up on the Golden State, Cleveland, Houston game and like mix and match. And just, you don't have to play all these guys in the Indiana, Utah, and the Sacramento, Oklahoma City game. Let people make mistakes by taking bad plays that are unnecessary. It's a small slate. There'll be higher ownership on guys that shouldn't have higher ownership. And I think that's kind of the approach to take. There's a couple plays that are like matchup proof plays in those games and they're just really good basketball players. So you can obviously go with them and just find the cheap sources of value and make sure you're getting exposure, to that Houston LAC game. It's not a hot take here, but you're going to need someone from that game in order to, win a tournament tonight. So make sure you're getting exposure to that. And I think make sure you're getting exposure to that Golden State Cleveland game. Again, give me a follow on Twitter at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. If you have any questions, we'll be happy enough to answer anything for you. If I get a chance to, obviously, when it gets close to lock, I'm frantically panicking like you guys are with your lineup. So, yeah, that can happen and get in the way sometimes. But, again, thanks a lot for joining me, guys, for the Daily Fantasy Fix. Dan Bach will be back tomorrow to talk about the slate for you guys, I'm sure. At least I think he is. So stay tuned for the next time he is back, either today or tomorrow or Wednesday. So, again, thanks a lot for joining me, and I am out.